our text or the hanging scripture for today is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11. And it tells us that there is no other foundation. Amen?
Amen.
No other foundation. It says, for what? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11. And I read to you. It says, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which Jesus, that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Which is Jesus Christ. Now, as you read through the scripture, you begin to ask yourself, what has the question that Jesus Christ asked Peter, what has it got to do with foundation? I want you to understand that Jesus Christ was trying to establish that these people that are following me, do they really know who I am? Now the question is this. Many of us come to church on Sundays. Many of us come during the week. Many of us come for Bible studies. Many of us come for even the prayer sessions. But the question is, do you know who Jesus is? If I were to ask you this morning, who is Jesus? If I were to go through the churches, one after the other, the question is, who is Jesus? What will be your answer? What will be your answer? If you look at the Bible very well, from the understanding of our scripture, we understand that God, from time immemorial, has been trying to explain who he is and what he is about and how we can relate to him. But unfortunately, I find that many of us as children of God, modern day Christians, we fail to understand who God is. And yet we bear an association with him. Do you really know who God is? Is Jesus in your life? You see, you can be sitting here this morning in the choir, an usher, a worker. You could be even a pastor, a bishop, or anybody. You could be adorned as the Pope. But the relationship of who Jesus is, the particular principle of who Jesus is, can be missing. Is that missing? If we look at that scripture, Matthew chapter 16, every single one of us will face this question. Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 to 15. Every single one of us will, at one point or the other, face a stormy question. And the question is, who do you say I am? Apostle Paul thought he has done it all, thought he knew it all, a master of theology. And then all of a sudden, he was going to Damascus, going to prosecute the children of God. And all of a sudden, at Acts chapter 9, he met with Jesus Christ on the way. And the question he asked was, who are you, Lord? Who are you, Lord? Nicodemus paid a visit to Jesus Christ very late at night. In John chapter 3. And he began to ask, how do we make this heaven? How do I make this heaven? I want to help you to understand one thing. That you don't need to wait for a storm before you begin to ask the question. And before you begin to put the answers in place. Many of us are going through storms right now. Could be marital storm. Could be financial storm. It could be storms that is health related. But I want you to understand one thing. Do you know who Jesus is? Do you have a relationship with Jesus Christ? The next thing I found out in this is that there must be a confession. In that particular Matthew chapter 16, you find Peter confessing that you are the what? The Christ. tells me in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 10, verse 10 and 11, tells me that your mouth must confess, and it is with your heart that you believe. Amen?
Amen.
Many of us here, you've never had an altar call. You've never came out on an altar call. But yet you say you're a Christian. You have no record of a point of reference. You have no record of a day and a time you decided, I am following you, Jesus. Yet you say, I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. You can sing like the seventh son of Sceva in Acts chapter 19. Who says, we compel you in the name of which Paul prays or preaches. Many of you are here. If we ask you to pray about demons, you are ready to tear your voice box. But do you know the power that is in what you are saying? Do you have a connection? Amen? A connection that when you open your mouth, you know that fire comes out. Do you have a proof within you that says Jesus is alive? The book of Romans also tells me that the spirit within us bears witness that we are the sons of God. I tell you, my brother, my sister, when the door is shut in my house, in my bedroom, and I'm connecting with my Father, I know that the Spirit bears witness that I am the Son of God. Many of you here don't have that connection. I want you to put an end to it today. Put an end to it today. Enough of the devil cheating you. Enough of the devil kicking you, battering you, bullying you. Enough of the devil using you as a ping pong ball. You know table tennis egg or that we play? Enough of it. So this morning, I have very little amount of time here. And there's so much I want to discuss, but my time is very limited. And in the limited time, we have to do something great. One of the greatest miracles that has ever been known to man. And that miracle is, I'm opening this altar up in the next 5 minutes for each and every one of us that has either known Jesus Christ in time past, tasted the goodness of Jesus Christ, but for one reason or the other, something happened along the way. Or you've never even had a day of reference or a reference point that you say to yourself, that Jesus Christ, I made you my Lord on this day. Listen to me, children of God. Storms are coming. Terrible storms are coming. It is those of us who are buried in Christ, immersed in his blood, that will overcome the storms that are coming. Would you now waste your life? Would you now waste the moment you wake up this morning when you could have been playing football, you could have been washing your car, you could have been reading newspapers, you could have been visiting friends, and then at the end of the time, Christ will say, I know it not you. This morning, the door is open. The doors of heaven is open. Somebody in this particular auditorium, God wants to make something new with you. And I'm opening the altar right now. If you really want to make Jesus Christ your Lord and your Savior, we have tasted him. Oh, I tell you, it's wonderful. Knowing that you're talking to a supernatural being, God is above all gods. And knowing that instantly you are receiving a divining answer. I went through a storm. Went through a very severe storm in the past couple of months. Approximately 3 years now. And the storm nearly tore my home, my marriage, affected my work, affected my finances. In fact, on one occasion I went to for an interview. And they said, well, you need to go and see your doctor before we can actually allow you to do this work. I sat before the doctor. The doctor checked my blood pressure. The doctor looked at me and said, what's your problem? He said, what's your problem? Because the blood pressure had gone way high. In fact, he placed me on prescription right there and there. And then I said, Lord, when this storm came, you knew. How it came, you knew. But one thing I want you to know, Lord, is either you preserve this soul without a tablet, or you let me go home. This moment, we are entering into the third year. I've never tasted a tablet. The blood pressure is gone. I'm telling you that there are storms that are coming. It's only if you put your trust in Jesus Christ. So, the altar is open. I'm looking for everyone that is here right now. With heads bowed and hands raised in the air. I want everybody who wants to make Jesus Christ their Lord and their Savior to please rise up on their feet.